Joseph.
Welcome back to Bras and Murder, which is a role-playing ASMR channel. This episode, you are a strong old lady, and I'm trying to take your purse. Give me a shit, bitch. Stupid old bitch. Give me a shit. Damn, you're strong.
No, you can't have it.
Give me your fucking purse, you bitch.
Go away. Leave me alone.
Get off my wrist. Yeah, what the fuck is wrong?
That's my purse.
What are you, like the Hulk?
Give me it. That's yes, my purse.
Welcome to Bras and Murder, a true crime show. We focus on cases of people of color, play music. I am Andre.
And I am Battle.
Yes. And yeah, welcome back. How are you surviving Battle?
I'm surviving well. I'm surviving well.
Awesome, let's move on.
Dang, wow, bro.
I too am surviving well.
That's good. I'm glad to hear
so,
that.
So, your case. Who wants to go first?
I think I went first last time, right?
Yeah.
Did I go first or did you go first? I don't remember.
I passed the buck to you. So, we're going to pass it right on back to me. Bring it around town. Bring it around town.
I love SpongeBob.
Everyone loves SpongeBob. Well, not anymore because he just kind of like, it got real boring. I think the last good episode they made was the Atlantis SquarePants one. And then after that, all down. I remember that too, snarkly, because that's when I was like, you know what? I think I'm done with SpongeBob at this point. All right. So my episode is on Tony Had, and it's one that is, again, it happened super recently. It's super relevant and it's going to touch on, I don't know, some Black Lives Matter issues, but also other issues within Black Lives Matter that is important we need to talk about and address, especially like the Black community needs to address.
Right.
So I just want to start with, what is de-escalation of this battle?
Are you asking me? Okay.
Yeah.
I think de-escalate.
Wrong. Department of Justice defines de-escalation. The Department of Justice defines de-escalation of force as the strategic slowing down of an incident in a manner that allows officers more time, distance, space, and tactical flexibility, you know, during dramatic situations on the street. You know, I'm in the military and infantry. We were trained de-escalation of force. We were trained in escalation of force. You know, escalation of force is the five S's: shout, show, shove, shoot. Last one is interchangeable with either Shakira or this guy named Sellers we always yell at. He always fucked up. So you never really see that when it comes to police and Black people. You never see an escalation of force. You see him go from 0 to 100. See him all the time. What you definitely don't see is a de-escalation force. In the modern world, we see dozens of police videos online. Thankfully, now that we can all see this shit most of the time in real time, you see these de-escalation tactics being used on white people. Like, for example, those alt-right protesters who bring guns to the capital cities to protest their right to, you know, spread whatever diseases they want, not wear masks. And they bring guns to those protests. And there's videos online of them getting arrested. And what happens? The police calmly talk them down and take them in, even though they're fighting.
Like, hey, buddy, come on, bud.
Yeah, come on, guy. Don't do this.
Please put, hey, bud, don't do that.
Put that gun down. Come on, guy. Or like a video I've seen recently where there was a guy with a gun in the street just walking around telling the police he's going to shoot them. What did the cops do? They talked them down. They arrested them. They didn't shoot them on sight. Black people in America aren't afforded, you know, those same courtesies, I guess you would say. We aren't calmly talked down. We are killed on the spot. So Black people and generally people of color in America are met with the same approach. We aren't given the same, you know, time or that luxury of being talked down from a, you know, highly stressful situation. We are met with lethal force time and time again, because when your skin is slightly melanated, you're just always seen as a threat. And Tony was not afforded the luxuries of de-escalation. He, and I'll say that again, he was murdered. He is a transgender man. And I'm emphasizing the he, because like in earlier episodes when I covered transgender cases, I talked about how the media, even in like life and death, misgendered trans people. And that's like why we look at transgender statistics on murders and deaths, the number is kind of like fucked up, because even when these people die, the media and like obituaries will misgender them. So a person can be transgendered and die and then not be labeled as transgendered, you know, death certificate. They're labeled as like their dead gender or with their dead name sometimes too.
That's crazy. So like they're not given like the pronouns that they're used, that they use while they're alive?
Not all the time.
That's so fucking crazy, dude.
Because sometimes it falls on the family, and let's say the family disagrees with it. Like, there was a previous case I covered a while ago. The person was transgender female. Like, they were like a glam up bitch. Like, always had on wigs, nails, the whole kit caboodle. And when they were murdered, the family did everything they can to like cover up their femininity. Like, put gloves over their hands to hide their nails, you know.
The family did?
Yeah, the family did. And the person's friend who like knew them forever was like, this is not how she would have wanted to be buried. She would have wanted to be like done up in like a dress and heels and a wig and everything. Like, she would have wanted to go out like the bad bitch that she was, not with her dead name on her tombstone or in a newspaper. It's a whole thing that happens, and it's fucked.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. That's like, I bet that like sucks. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. So Tony is a black transgender man who was fatally shot on a Wednesday by police officers in Tallahassee, Florida. And this is at least the third reported officer-involved shooting in Tallahassee within the last 2 to 3 months. So since this is like something that recently just happened, the full story is still being like, it's still unfolding, and more information is to come out. So this is what we have now, everything I was able to collect. So in a video shared to Facebook on Wednesday morning, about 10 hours before Tony was killed, Tony said that he was attacked by a group of men and planned to get revenge. The quote, the post is just Tony the Tiger all alone coming for your blood. I am killing and going to be killed because I would not go back to federal prison. In January, Tony was released from prison after serving 10 years on federal charges possessing a firearm, which is a felony, and in other felony cases.
If you don't have the firearm legally.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So I'm assuming that he didn't have it legally. So, and then, like I said, Tony was attacked. And we've seen transgender people, especially transgender people of color, be victims of so many hate crimes and just getting attacked just for being themselves. So Tony was attacked and he was going out for revenge. So an altercation obviously happened and police were called. They identified Tony as a suspect in a reported stabbing that Wednesday morning. And police said, and this is the part that I always take with a grain of salt whenever police say anything, because police be lying.
Sometimes they be tripping, though.
They be tripping, they be lying. I ain't calling them a liar, but I ain't calling them a truther. So they said that Tony had fled the scene of the stabbing on foot before police arrived. So police went to go like track him down and encountered him nearby shortly afterwards. According to police, Tony reportedly had a pistol and made a consistent move towards the firearm. So they said that he would be moved towards it.
Yeah.
And the officer immediately just shot him. Tallahassee.
Wow. Like just shot him.
Yeah, just shot him. Point blank.
What the fuck, dude? Are you kidding me? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. They didn't try. There was no... And there's a video of it, too.
No de-escalation, right?
There was no de-escalation whatsoever. It was immediately just, oh, I think they're going for a gun. Shoot. Tallahassee Police Department is currently investigating the officer who has not been identified. Lucky for fucking him or her.
Of course.
Yeah. And they also, of course, were placed on administrative leave. So paid vacation for killing somebody. So now here are the shocking facts. So his death is believed to be the 12th violent death of the transgender person or gender nonconforming person in the U.S. this year. According to the report, several people recorded the event and they heard a person scream, "Let's go in peace. No need for anyone else to get hurt." And someone was obviously hurt because Tony was killed.
Right.
Tony used a nickname, Tony the Tiger, with friends. He was a Gemini, and he also loved the person. He was a very loved person by the community and was like a very caring person. And people are mourning his death online, saying things like, "You have such a big heart. Just your energy will lift my spirits." Another friend wrote, "The bond that we held for years matters more than anything. # feds to the free. Some people will never understand you. But when you tried, you tried. I can only thank God for letting us hear your voice one last time and you saying you love us." The Human Rights Campaign and the trans and non-binary committees are demanding justice, accountability, and answers. for why Tonya had to die.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, so Tori Cooper, an HRC director of the Community Engagement for Transgender Justice Initiative, said that Black people, LGBTQ people, and especially all LGBTQ... sorry.
You're good.
And especially all LGBTQ people of color are at a greater risk for violence every day in this country. This must end. Our hearts are heavy as we mourn with Tony's family and friends. So now, remember how I said earlier that I was digging into his pronouns to get the pronouns right for everybody?
Right, yeah.
And how I said that, you know, in media shit like that.
Please do not tell me.
Yeah, Tony was misgendered.
What the fuck, dude?
And a lot of different media reports that were coming out.
Oh my god, dude, this is so stupid. So what have they been saying about him?
Well, just calling him a her and purposely not using his proper pronouns that he would want to be used.
How's the family feeling?
I can't find any reports on it, but the family, everything I could found, they were super supportive of Tony being Tony, but I haven't seen them actually come out and say anything against the specific, you know, article and stuff online misgendering.
I feel like other than saying like he was transgender, they could have just omitted everything else and just referred to him as him or he. And like, why? Gosh. Okay. My blood pressure is rising. Blood pressure battle is about to come out. Like, bro.
An anti-transgender stigma is shitty. It's callous. It's disrespectful. And it's not something that should be like done in the media and in law enforcement and in high elected officials. Like, these people should respect transgender people as they are in life and especially in death when they can't even defend themselves. There are currently very few federal legal protections for transgender people or, you know, gender nonconforming people outside of the two genders that are established, you know what I'm saying? At a state level, transgender people and gender nonconforming people in Florida are not protected in unemployment, housing, or in public spaces. They're also not covered under the state's hate crime legislation, despite, like, you know, many gains socially, for the most part, on a state or local level. Transgender people don't have the support and protection given to other protected classes.
Okay.
So even though they are a minority, they aren't protected with things like affirmative action and stuff like that, like everyone else is. Which is shitty and fucked up and needs to change. So collectively, we need to continue to push a conversation on trans issues. Listen to trans activists and be empathetic. We need to elect like-minded officials and reject harmful anti-trans legislation that pops up at a local, state, and federal level because we see it all the time. Because trans people are being attacked from like every single angle, physically and non-physically. It happens more often to trans women of color more than like in the trans community. Trans women of color are at a higher rate of, they get killed more often, they get beaten more often. Like, they're just more endangered within the trans community. The epidemic of violence is disproportional when it comes to trans people of color. And like I said, especially trans women, and it needs to stop because Black lives matter and Black trans lives matter. And we here at Bros and Murder, we stand with our trans ally and our non-binary allies.
Yep. And like, I think for our listeners out there, you know, we talk about we need to like give these people a voice, or we need to have a voice ourselves. And to do that, obviously we have to speak about it. But like, I think the way that we can make a big difference in these like social issues that we're having is to challenge our inner circles. Cause I think a lot of the hate comes from like a smaller group. Cause you are more comfortable talking about whatever you want behind closed doors and with your friends, the people closest to you. So like, I know that we have people that probably share probably bad narratives, and it's okay to correct them. I think it's,
I'll give an example. I was talking about it happened like last year. I live in New Jersey, and in Vineland, a trans woman was found dead. It seemed to be an overdose.
Right.
So I was talking about it with my aunt, and then my aunt said, I forget exactly what she said, but it pissed me the fuck off. It was super transphobic. I forget exactly what she said though. And I called her out like in front of like everybody at the dinner table. I was like, no. We don't do that in my house. we don't, like, you're like, I don't give a shit. You're not going to sit here and talk shit on a dead trans person because you don't agree with them. You don't got to agree with them, bitch. I got nothing to do with you.
Right.
Like, and I embarrassed her in front of everybody. And then my sister was just like, yes, gather her. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Like, I agree with that, dude. Like, how are we supposed to, like, I think it's good that you did that.
It starts, like everyone always says, it starts at home. It starts at home. So if, and you and your circle, if someone's fucking a homophobic, racist, transphobic, you should, even if you like, I know some people are like introverts and don't like confrontations, at least you gotta speak up.
Yeah, don't be a zebra. Like, don't try to blend in, because it goes back to the saying. I know that people have seen it. I know I've seen it. If there's 1,000 good cops and one bad cop, but the 1,000 good cops don't do anything to correct the one bad cop, there are 1,001 bad cops. Like, don't be those cops that do nothing. Like,
don't sit. Don't sit idly by. Yes. And let your friends and coworkers and shit
preach, brother.
Talk about shitty, we have shitty opinions, and then they're going on Facebook and Twitter and call yourself an ally and post a little fist up memes. No, bitch, because you're not doing shit at home where
right?
It counts.
Like, right. Thank you.
I don't give a fuck about your posts.
Preach. Keep going. Like, just go. Just keep going. Like, bro. Bro.
I don't want to dig too deep into it because I can, like, rant. Oh, I can go on. But I'm not going to call it. I'm not going to call out. I'm not going to do it.
You good.
Bro. But don't be a fair weather ally. If you with this shit, be with this shit from dusk to fucking dawn. Don't be skipping out just because your mom said something and you don't want to disrespect your mom.
Right?
No.
Bitch.
Your mom's going to be a bitch.
Her.
Like, correct her. Gather her.
Correct her.
Like, you would want anybody
she
else to
She needs to
do.
Be humbled. Someone needs to humble. Yeah. Please, everyone.
You learn your place.
Right?
Don't. That's my rant.
Bro, I'm like, look at my head. It's shiny. Like,
I know. I'm putting tone.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Just justice for Tony. And then when, once more information does come out, I'm going to be following this closely. Once more information does come out, we'll give an update and see what happens. Because Tony didn't have to die.
Right? I agree with you. I completely agree with you, dude.
And that's Mike's.
That's a good case. I really like that. Like, I'm glad that we had that conversation, even though it was short. I hope people took away good things from that, because I think stuff like that needs to be shared, and like, it needs to be
said. In this
said.
House, in the Bros of Murder House, we stan our trans and non-binary.
And we'll call you
people.
The fuck out if you have
if
something
you
crazy to say.
I'll kick you in your shit.
Bruh.
All right.
Dude, I can't even. Well, I hope everyone's doing well. Like, I know this is, it's relatively new to everyone. There's been a lot of tragic events going on, but I want everyone to know, like, we'll get through this. And I hope that people that are protesting or have protested, just be safe. Like, you know, people are out here being crazy, and like, I just hope everyone is safe, and I hope you're all sound so you can go home to your family. And I want you to know I feel with you. And lastly, before I get into my case, I just want to give some clarification on what is meant by when I say all lives matter, when Black lives matter, because I've had a lot of people bring it up and they're just like, well, what about my life? Does it not matter? Well, obviously the fuck it does matter. Like, right?
Oh, okay. You're nicer to me.
Like, obviously.
I was about to say, the fucking dumb bitch, shut up. Like, it ain't about you today.
Yes.
But you're not, I'm more radical than you are.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. But yeah, it obviously does. Your life does matter. And I thought it was obvious, but it's not obvious. And let me clarify the statement, all lives matter when Black lives matter. Because it's an illusion, and it alludes to that right now, Black lives don't matter. So you can't say that all lives matter. So, or I could rephrase it for you, but just a different like interpretation. So if Black people are getting extrajudicially killed in the streets, or being falsely accused, or being falsely sent to prison, or whatever it may be, and you have people that are just like, let's get to the point, or let's just look at the evidence, or they're just in the wrong place at the wrong time, or like, I can't believe that it sucks that this person died, but I can't believe like these stores are being destroyed. Or did you hear that? No, it's silent. Yeah. So people are remaining silent about what's happening about Black lives. So how can you say that all lives matter when Black lives don't matter? And I hope that statement helps everyone understands what that means, or the clarification. But now for my case. Sorry for the rant. Also, I'm going to talk about Barry Brooks Jr., who was nicknamed BJ. So,
I don't, that's my brother's nickname.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Billy Joe. We call him BJ. Small world.
So this is a first for me, but I want to do this. And what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to read Barry's obituary, just because it's sad. And I found it, like, I wasn't expecting to stumble across his obituary, but I did. But Barry Lee Brooks Jr. passed away November 19th, 2007. His funeral service was held at 12 noon Saturday, November 24th, 2007, in Friendship Baptist Church. And I'm adding some things since it happened already, but he is survived by a loving family, Father Barry Lee Brooks Sr., Mother Margie Brooks, Brother Kevin Brooks, Sister Tamika Brooks, other relatives and friends. I know it's different from like our previous episodes, but I just wanted to illuminate on the same things that I've said before, and how he nor other victims were not just murdered. They were taken away from their family and friends. He was taken away from his family and friends, and it sucks. And at the time of Barry's death, he was only 19 years old. Another young black mind, black life taken during his teenage years. And it sucks. Even though like the legal age of an adult is 18, Barry was still like younger. Like
I can still consider like my 20-year-old's kids.
Right? I still my baby sister is 25 and I still refer to her as my baby sister. So like
my brother's 20 and I still call my baby brother.
Yeah. So like
my sister's 26 and she does that to me.
Yeah, and it's cool. Like, you know, it's so sad, dude. Like, this hit me so hard. Like, all of them do, but like this one was just really sad. Like, because there were like, along with like reading about his murder, they didn't illuminate a lot about that. They illuminated a lot about who he was as a person, which means a lot to me because it shows that he was valued in his community, which not a lot of times like people are shown. I mean, obviously we have someone that has been mislabeled by their gender because there's inequalities when it comes to gender, and I think it sucks. But like many others that lost their lives at a young age and did not get to experience all that life has to offer, Barry was one of those people. Barry, he was, as his mother described him, he was a go-getter. He was extremely outgoing, and she also stated in an interview that if you did not know him at the beginning of an event or a social outing, you definitely would have gotten to know him by the end of it. Like, you would know who he is.
That is not me at all. I'm a wall-sitting motherfucker. I'm loud on here, but in real life, I'm just like, oh, please don't look at the small man behind the curtain.
See, I'm a social butterfly. I can make friends anywhere I go, but then I also like my time to where like I could just relax, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can make friends, but I just choose not to.
I feel you.
It's a lot of energy.
It does, and it could be heartbreaking sometimes. But something else that was really cool about Barry was that he was involved in his community. He was a swim coach at two different elementary schools, so you can't have that stereotype and saying black people can't swim, because I fucking hate that. I'm a fucking triathlete and I could swim some laps.
Yeah, I can swim because my dad threw me in the pool when I was 5 and watched me until I started to swim.
He was also a dance instructor, and he was a volunteer and mentor in different like after school programs. So he was involved.
A member, an active member of the community.
Yes. To enrich the black community, which is pretty dope in my opinion. But he was making change that I know I want to continue to do and emulate in the black community. Unfortunately for this young black man, Barry, he was murdered in cold blood on November 19th, 2007. And get this, his final day of life, he spent it like enriching his life, but others' lives also. He did this by, he was doing his homework that day. He did a lot of homework that day. He helped his cousin change a tire. And I'm not sure if he taught his cousin how to change a tire or he showed or like just did it for them, but that's something that he did. He also took some family, his cousins, to go visit their grandma, because she, I believe she was either at a home or she lived alone. I didn't get that part. But and finally, after spending time with like his friends and family, or his family, he spent time with his girlfriend. And unfortunately, like what we know is that the murderers are still at large. So now let's talk about why and how Barry was murdered. So after a long day of like helping his family and himself, he just wanted to hang out with his girlfriend and his friend later that night. While outside of his friend's house, two men approached him and his girlfriend. According to some reports that I've read, the men began like harassing his girlfriend, and of course Barry stepped in to defend her. During the altercation, Barry had a necklace stolen, along with getting into a fight to defend his life and the life of his girlfriend. One of the assailants pulled out a gun and shot him in his side, and that was claimed by his girlfriend, who luckily she was uninjured.
Wait, 1 second. Say that word again.
Assailant? Assailant? Assailant. Did I say it wrong? Assailant. I said assailant.
I was like, wait.
Assailant. Assailant. I don't know why I said it like that. My bad. Oh, man. It happens. I got tongue-tied. Actually, I just didn't know how to pronounce the word, and then I got called on it.
That's the way. You called me out last episode.
I know. That's good. I think that's good. You're correct.
That's Salazar.
It was Salazar. Wait, was it Salazar? I don't remember. Good shit. But his injury that he had, his gunshot, it was life-threatening, and he bled to death. First responders weren't allowed to keep him alive during his travel to the hospital, but I've read like some conflicting things saying he died in the hospital, some that he died in the EMT, but regardless, he died. His parents did arrive at the hospital at the same time as the ambulance, and his mother had like stated in that same interview that I read that she wishes that she would have yelled out one last time that I love you and mommy and daddy are here. She said that she wondered if she would have yelled that out to him, if it would have given him the strength to fight through the pain and survive. Bro,
that shit. I got chills.
Yeah, that sucked. His father was numb. His mother was numb. His family was numb. Again, unfortunately, the murders have not been found, and it's still a cold case. This was taken actually from the First Coast News in Jacksonville, Florida, and it states that the Brooks family says they want any person that might have any information about BJ's murder to come clear their conscience and come forward. And you can contact the Jacksonville's Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers at 1-866-845-TIPS to report any of your information anonymously. And that is my case.
We're gonna put that contact information in the show notes as we always do, and on the website. And I got. Cause I'm imagining like my mom. Cause my mom's a goddamn fucking worrywart. And I didn't want you to get me. And she's all like, whenever anything happens in the news, it has to do with like the military like that, she calls me like crying. I was like, "You're not getting deployed again, are you?" I was like, "No." She's like, "If anything happened to you, I would lose my mind. I would just stare out the window for the rest of my life." I'm just like, "Mom."
Those are moms, though. I get it.
So just imagining like the hurt that she must have felt.
Especially like saying like if she would have yelled out like, "Mommy and Daddy are here. We love you." Like, bro, I read that and I was just
all you
like,
want to do is just like,
help. I can't God. Even. Yeah. That fucking sucks, dude. So much. But yeah, that's my case. Thank you.
So this is the conclusion of the show. What do we have to plug? Plug it up. Other than, you know, Thursdays, we'll be live streaming.
Yes, we'll live stream Thursday.
We got a fun series we're working on. It'll be in the works.
Yes, it'll be in the works.
Little hint is Black Serial Killers. Oh, so get ready for that.
What? Yeah. Are you excited about that? I know I am. I think it's awesome that we're trying to do this too, because there are so many like white serial killers that like are elevated and they get their own like movies and stuff. And it's like, you don't get like a lot of like black serial killers. Like, I mean, I'm pretty pumped up about like that little those segments that we're going to do on those. I think that's dope.
We got a nice little master list going, and we're going to start knocking them out.
Yeah,
and then, you know, releasing those. Yee. And you know, we're working on some content for the Patreon, some spooky shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, so follow the social medias: Instagram Bros and Murder, Twitter Burger Bruh, Facebook Bros and Murder. Also, if you could just do us a favor, be a real fucking bro and go a little bit, give us like a little review and the likey poo.
Yeah, bro or sis or them.
Yeah, bro, sis
or they.
I thought bruh was like all to me. This is my.
I get you.
Yeah. Bruh, when I say bruh's a murder, bruh.
Like, bro. Like,
everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I got you. I got you.
It's more of an explanation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Explicit. Yeah. So, yeah. Yes. We support everyone here.
Yes. We do.
So, yeah.
Unless, like, you're a hater, like, and.
Or
not,
a pedophile.
Like, yeah. We don't support.
Or an asshole.
Everyone. We support everyone that is inclusive.
I think they understand.
You got it. Okay. Good.
You got it.
Okay. Good. All right.
Bye.
Goodbye, friends.
And enemies.
And enemies.
This right here is what you call it, candy paint. Southern Arizona, fell in love, it's dead. Angel brown, yeah, cute face, solid graduate. She's the type to make you hesitate. Solid at a party, how you doing, what's your name? Yeah. Said she got chosen, that's a fire to the flame. Yeah. Ask her what she into, she said anime games. Wow, put a ring out now, baby, check me out. She's a wallflower, but a tune. Look right through your glasses, a new friend. No, you're not alone, yeah, you don't write it. Yeah. Baby, girl, I'm writing. She's a wallflower, but a tune. Look right through your glasses, a new friend. No, you're not alone, yeah, you don't write it. Chapters in a book of love romance. You could be the Pam to my gym. Cold up in my storm. Light when it's dim. And when it's warm, yeah, I like that. If you said you need me, I'll be right back. When I close my eyes, you're in my dreams. I just never thought you'd like me like that. Cause friend is something that I always see. She's a wildflower, but a tree. Look right through your glasses. No, you're not alone, yeah, you know I'm writing. Yeah, baby, girl, I'm writing. She's a wildflower, but a tune. Look right through your glasses.